We're continuing with our class, Judaism from head to toe, and although we were going to do the laws of tefillin, we're going to have to postpone that for next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. We're continuing, and we're basically up to from the neck down, so here we enter the realm of keeping our hands pure. When we touch things that are unclean, so then we have to clean our hands before we make blessings or before we speak words of Torah, before we learn. So that includes any part of your body that's generally covered. The assumption is that if you stick your hand down your back to scratch your back, that there's a little bit of sweat on your back. So the assumption is that the parts of the body that are covered, if you touch those parts, you're getting your hand a little bit dirty, and so then you would have to clean your hands. So when people are sometimes new to the halachot, they get really dry hands, because anytime they touch their shoes, they go to wash their hands. They scratch their head, they go to wash their hands. They scratch their back, they go to wash their hands, and within 2 days, their hands are chapped. So you don't have to wash your hands, you can do what I just did. You wipe your hands clean, okay? You wipe them front and back, yes? And then you've cleaned your hands. So for most things, wiping your hands is enough. Touching your shoes, scratching your head, touching under your shirt. Now, where is considered covered parts of your arm? So our assumption is that up to the elbow is covered. That men will very often wear short sleeves, but above the elbow is considered a covered part. And if you touch that, then you should at least wipe your hands clean. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter, it's not a halachic work, in a personal letter that he wrote, he writes that he recommends people who learn Torah not wear short sleeves. My Rebbe, Rav David Weinstein, wore short sleeves. I wear short sleeves. He was concerned that people would end up touching under their sleeves. I don't touch under my sleeve. And if I touch under my sleeve, I clean my hands. But that's why there are many people who are disciples of the Chazon Ish, and they say, you shouldn't wear short sleeves. A yeshiva guy doesn't wear short sleeves. Okay, so they could wear long sleeves. I wear short sleeves. Yes?
Wiping your hands, can you wipe them on your pants? Or no?
It says wood. I don't know if pants are wood. It says that the Gemara, I'm doing it on the table because the table is made of wood, and it says wooden things cleanse hands. If you're at a bus station, sometimes people stop by the side of the road and they use the facilities, the nature's facilities, right? What they call a pit stop. So if you have fresh whites, if you have water, you clean your hands. But if you don't have water, so you can wipe your hands on trees that are there, on leaves that are there, you could clean your hands. Technically, your hands get clean more from the water than the soap. But it doesn't matter. Halachically, you could cleanse your hands that way. You want to continue learning till you get the water or whatever, how are you going to clean your hands? So that's a way to clean your hands. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says after one relieved themselves, they should be notel yadav. Ah. Okay. You can do better, do better. What can I do? Saying it's for Micah. If you have something good to wipe your hands on, wipe. If not, do it on a plastic table. Okay. If it comes clean, I don't know. If you feel you've cleaned your hands, I don't know. So even though Shulchan Aruch says notel yadav, my tradition is that the Shulchan Aruch did not mean fill a cup and wash your hands after you use the facilities. Any cleaning of the hands, cleaning them in the sink is also good. When do you need to clean with the vessel? When do you need to wash? When you wake up in the morning? When you're washing for bread? When you cut your nails? When you shave or take a haircut? That's when you need to wash with a cup, or when you visit a cemetery or go to a funeral. Those are the times you wash your hands with a cup. Otherwise, you can just clean your hands, you wash them in the water with soap.
In the bathroom, you don't
need to go to the bathroom.
Come and leave what? No, when you leave. When you leave a cemetery, you wash your hands. Our custom is that we don't enter a house before we wash our hands. That's why at that exit of the cemetery, there's a place to wash your hands. If you didn't wash them there, you would jump into a car. When you get home, the custom is you don't walk into the house. They bring you out the cup of water. You wash your hands outside the house before you enter the house. So Again, that's visiting a cemetery, cutting your nails, taking a haircut, taking a shave, letting blood. They say that donating blood isn't the same thing because it's all in tubes and you're not using leeches, whatever. I wash my hands after I donate blood. But these are things that you need to wash with a cup. But I didn't hear you. It's without a bracha. A bracha is only for the meal or the first time in the morning that you're washing your hands. That's the only time you make a bracha. After a haircut, after taking a shave, after cutting your nails, there's no bracha on washing the hands. Yes, sir.
Why are there natlans and all of these things?
Because prior to prayer, you're supposed to wash your hands with a natla. Sages wanted three times a day, that as you're preparing for prayer, just as the Kohanim would prepare for their service in the temple with washing from the kiyor, so we also wash our hands before prayer from a natla. So that's also true. That not only in the morning, also before mincha and alvit, we should wash our hands from a cup. Yes?
So a person who's not learning Torah all day, when he goes to the bathroom, he can just wash his hands regularly?
Even if you are learning Torah all day, only for prayer do you need to use a natla. I told you, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, yitol yadav, but my tradition is that he didn't mean with a cup. He meant clean your hands. That was his way of saying clean your hands. And so you can wash your hands with soap and move on with life. If there's a long line of people waiting for the cup, Asher Yatzah, yeah, of course. Shalom Menachem.
Shalom.
Yes, sir.
Did you also wash your hands after taking a nap, like a 2-hour nap?
Yes, after a person slept for over a half hour, they should wash their hands with a cup, just like waking up in the morning, only without a blessing. You wash, alternate three times on each hand, right? But after sleeping a half hour, by day, by night, yes. Anything else? Okay, so we covered sticking your hand under your shirt. The same would be if you stuck your hand under your son's shirt to tickle him. You also have to wash your hands before you can continue learning and davening or whatever. It doesn't matter if it's yours or your own. What becomes challenging is holding a kid with a diaper, holding a kid in shorts. If the kid is sweaty, so when you put him down, you have to clean your hands. Before you say blessings or prayer or... saying sometimes you're holding a kid, you're holding a 2-year-old, you know, you're carrying a kid, the kid's in shorts, okay, you gotta clean your hands, and then you could continue. Yes, more questions?
Yeah, what is the basis for the wood as opposed to a different surface?
It's the example, it's not only wood, it's something that your hand will clean, will get clean on.
Okay.
If you do something really smooth,
to wood.
The idea is that wood isn't so smooth, so it's rough enough to clean your hands.
Okay.
If you're doing something really smooth, nothing will come off. Yes, sir.
Do we have to wash our hands when touching an animal?
I'm unaware of that.
No?
I don't remember such halacha. I would want to. Might be intelligent, but I'm unaware of such halacha.